C. Now listen to the whole passage. After that, briefly answer the following questions.
What scares me most about my future is not knowing what I want to do or where I'm going.
Not having any money.
Not being able to do the things I want to do.
Young people are witty. Young people are creative.
I think the old ways are possibly changing, and the kids who can cope with change are going to be the kids that succeed.
I think we need a hand. I think something needs to understand them a bit better.
The word teenager came into use in Britain in the 1950s, when the young began to invent and adopt their own fashions, magazines, music and style. This was the birth of what we now know as youth culture. It reached its heyday in the 60s with the advent of swinging London, bands like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones and, of course, the miniskirt. Through the 70s, there was flower power, hippies, teeny boppers and punk. The 1980s brought the new romantics, dance music, and we also started to think about the future, ecology and all that. What about the future? Where do they see themselves going? How do they feel about living in the Britain of today? When you think about young people, you might picture dancing, clubs, music, fashion and fun. But there's an equally well-known dark side. Fights, trouble, hooliganism, drugs and anarchy. Is this a true picture? Or is there another, more positive side that the media do not show?
I think the young of today are having a hard time. I mean, first of all, throughout the ages, back since the 40s, the 50s, young people have been portrayed very badly by the press. The press say the young don't believe in anything, they don't want to do anything, they don't want to work, they don't want to get a job, they don't want to provide any help for anybody else. This, I'm afraid, is absolute rubbish. But young people are reading this all the time.
We visited the city of Newcastle in the northeast of England, where there is a large multiracial community. There we met a young man of Asian extraction. What's it like being a young Asian person in Britain today, in comparison to a few years ago? Is it any easier to keep a separate cultural identity, yet at the same time to be accepted?
They didn't 10 years ago or something, but gradually just started accepting it. It's probably because there are more and more people from different cultures, backgrounds coming to this country. So people in this country are accepting it.
These days, many young people find that one of the best options open to them is to set up their own business. How can they do this, especially if they have no money of their own? There's an organisation in Britain which was set up specifically to help people in this situation. It was established to give advice to and help raise finance and provide support for new business ventures. Chief Executive Jeremy White told us about it.
What we do is we have over 5,500 volunteers from all over the country, and we attach a volunteer to each business, not to run the business or interfere with it, but just to help the young person through that process, learning how to deal with the VAT, how to negotiate with your bank manager, for example, and we give advice on how to do marketing and those skills that you need when you're starting up a business. And this year we'll start up about 3,700 new businesses. For example, the window cleaners for young men from Birmingham. I mean, they're just embarking, and that business may grow, or it might just keep them in employment. But that's a great success in itself.
And they seem a lot more open-minded. They don't seem to be able to be led as much today as maybe kids of, you know, my age group, the 60s and 70s.
Young people need more than anything an opportunity these days. They need an opportunity to take on a personal challenge.